And once again, this is The Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your co-host,
Robert Q. Blob.
Robert Q, yeah. And
I'm your other co-host.
Joining me today, as he always does, is His Eminence, King Cow. Mr. Cow, how are you today?
Oh, I'm well, Mr. Blob. Why so formal?
It felt like a formal day today.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had some appointments and stuff, so I was kind of in this, you know, regimented formality mode.
And yet you're not wearing pants.
Sorry.
So I guess that was some formality you forgot?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I don't do everything totally by the book.
Okay. I like that, Rebel.
Yeah, man.
Rebel
but,
Q.
But,
Blob. You know,
but I feel good about everything that I've kind of put forth today and the effort I've made.
Wow, me too.
You know, this. I mean,
I really haven't done anything.
Well, that's okay, though. You know, sometimes you need a day off just to be, to become un-you.
It's not often I'm left speechless, but I don't know what you said.
I said sometimes it's nice to be un-you.
No.
You got
I know that. What you said. I don't know what you meant. Said.
Think of it this way.
I'm thinking.
If you turn left on a one-way street and it's going the other way, you will be on yourself because you'll have to decide, do I make a U-turn or do I pull over?
Or do I drive backwards with the flow of traffic?
Yeah. You know,
I think I could do that until I can make a successful three-point turn.
Yeah. If there's room in the street, yeah. Hmm. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where you got to kind of be like on you.
What goes on in that head?
Well, right now, there's squirrels are fighting.
I would not doubt that. A little hamster wheel.
Yeah. And there's
I don't think there's squirrels big enough to, small enough to fit in that little cranium.
They look like squirrels to me. They're probably just ants.
Okay.
You know, but that's just my perception.
Do the squirrels play with your nuts?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it probably is ants.
They crack them open.
It probably is ants.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying. You know, I'll take any animal that's willing to jump in.
Okay. How about this anaconda, this white snake,
ready
to plunge into that cavernous hole?
Yeah, you know, there's a, you know.
Do you want to play with that animal?
Sure.
I mean, you're obviously dressed for it.
Yeah.
Prepare to be violated.
I was prepared.
You know what? Your voice went up three octaves after.
I was prepared.
Oh, man.
Hey, do you know where that's from?
Nope.
Okay.
Was it from a bread store?
No, it's from a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me what movie?
Hoodwinked.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hoodwinked. I've heard that title, but I don't remember the movie.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, okay.
Animated.
Yeah. I think I know the movie. Shrek.
Sort of, yeah.
Like DreamWorks. I think it was DreamWorks. I don't think it was Pixar.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I have it, but I couldn't tell you right off the top of my head.
Hmm.
But yeah. It was that's a great movie if you ever want to see one.
Okay.
Good animated flick, yeah. Twitchy. And Twitchy's a chipmunk, I think. He talks about
Brad Pitt?
I don't drink coffee.
Oh. So it wasn't Brad Pitt from Snatch?
No.
My favorite word for that body part? Snatch.
Snatch.
I don't know why they call it that. I mean, sometimes I think I could come up with a name. I mean, Muff, I can understand Muff.
Well, there's always the
I'm trying to think of one that's a little
Bearded Clam.
Bearded Clam? Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one has a soft spot in my heart as well.
Okay.
just like Camel Toe.
Right, yeah. You
know, but that's just because it's an amusing sight.
Yeah.
Just like the male version.
Oh, yeah.
Moose Knuckles.
Moose Knuckle, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what, because I know a lot, I know names. So I'm trying to think one that doesn't sound horrible. I mean, there's the Ted Nugent version.
Poontang. Poontang.
Wangdang.
Sweet.
Wangdang. Sweet.
Poontang.
The drink of astronauts.
I never associated that.
I wonder if they called it that. Yeah. Give me some tang. I want some tang.
Where are you guys going tonight? Yeah, we're going to get out of the bar for
some
tang.
Sweet tang. I love tang. Put that tang. Oh, and I'm just going to eat that tang raw.
That makes me want to sit him and ask him.
Hey, where'd you come up with that tang?
Was that from, your...
Your
astronaut
twisted
days?
Mind?
The astronaut days.
Twisted astronaut. What does a twisted astronaut eat? Tang. Watch him. Oh, they're having tang. Oh, up on the space station. That astronaut that was forging checks or whatever she was doing, someone was eating tang.
It's dangling.
Dangling tang. Dang tang. Okay. Anyway, so, there's the kitty name. There's kitty and shaved kitty and regular kitty.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. There's Michael Hunt,
right? Yeah.
Of course, Stan. The Vag.
Right. Yes.
I mean, it's really not very not very elaborate. Not very. I mean, it's just very basic.
Yeah.
That's like
very rudimentary.
Yeah. I mean, it's because you said, if I said something like breasticles or chestnuts,
yeah,
it's just, it's kind of cool. It's kind of a little play on words.
Play on words, yeah.
And then, but descriptive as well.
Right, yes.
But vag, it's just like, hey, check out the vag.
I went down to Macy's and got me some vag.
Yeah, exactly.
At the
Tang counter.
At the Tang counter. Yeah. I was going to say at the makeup counter. But...
Okay, but it's the same thing.
Yeah. Because you make it all up, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And I'm trying to, oh, here's a good one.
I beaver.
Beaver, yeah, yeah, good job. Yeah, I gave a good description.
Yeah, you did.
A good facial.
Well, it looked like you were gnawing on wood right there on that pink sock.
Maybe that's why they call it a beaver. Gnawing on wood.
Yeah.
Never thought of that. I just couldn't. Where did they come up with beaver? Because it doesn't really look like a dam.
No, I think it was all the.
But I bet, yeah, the beaver takes the wood.
Yeah.
So I got it. And the beaver just gnaws on the wood, and the wood slowly disappears into the beaver's mouth.
Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Every single day. As you should, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I really believe that you should learn something new every day.
So why snatch? What? Hey, Look at my snatch.
But you gotta understand, I don't think women use it.
Okay, how
did it come about?
Because I can see beaver, now I can see where beaver comes from. But I don't see where snatch comes from. I'm playing baseball and I make a snatch catch. So maybe it's like with the baseball, you snatch the bat goes in.
When the bat gets too close.
Snatch. Gone. Oh, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's like a rat trap.
Yeah.
I've never heard it called a rat trap. Just clarifying that right now.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard it that way either.
No, I've never heard that. But I was just picturing like a bear trap catching, like when you step in a bear trap, it just grabs right around
you. Latches on, yeah.
Yeah. I've always been fascinated by that word. Like where that came, snatch. Hey, you want some snatch?
It's kind of like, hey, would you like a snack?
on the snatch.
Snack it, snatch.
Snatch attack. Snack attack, snatch attack. I don't know, just, I've always been curious about that.
Yeah, who comes up with that stuff?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if you could ask Siri that.
Oh, okay, well, so head. Getting head. Where did that come from? I know the first time I'd heard it.
Yeah.
And it was in the 80s.
Yeah.
But the first time I ever heard it, I heard it in a song. And I'll play the song. I have the song. It will be played for you. And it says, "You suck my mind, I give you head," or something to that effect. I'm trying to think exactly how the, but it says.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
But it doesn't sound, when I play the song, and I will play the song, I will point that out to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it should, that will come in probably within the next 20 episodes, that song, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe probably a little longer than that. Probably a little longer. Yeah. I'm going to say longer than that. Probably not till after Christmas.
Oh, really?
So that's another
3 months.
Two and a half, 3 months, yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to, you know, because we're starting to get a little bit, you know, a little bit of
play. Snatch?
No, get a little bit of play in our snatch, yeah.
We're trying to get what?
I think we're getting a little bit of play in our snatch.
How do you get, does that happen after the first or the second child?
I think after the, well, I'm sure it happens after the first, because I know. I remember we had our first kid.
Put an extra stitch in.
Yeah.
You said it.
Yeah. No, my doctor said it.
Oh, so now, my.
He goes, yeah, I get done here. I said, he goes, I'll put an extra stitch in for you.
Oh.
I'm thinking, thanks, doc.
Wow. Did you notice?
I don't think so.
Okay. Nice. I can't believe the doctor suggested that.
He just came out and said, he goes, you know, hey, got it. She's all good. It's all back together. And I said, okay. He said, I put an extra stitch in for you. There was one time in my life when I was kind of speechless.
I
didn't expect that from the gynecologist.
No, I wouldn't either. Although I don't know if I ever told you, my son, my first one,
okay,
the doctor.
You have more than one.
I had three doctors.
Oh, doctors! Yeah. I thought you meant sons.
No, I only have one son. The doctor.
No, maybe there was something I didn't really know about you.
Well, no, I was gonna say my first kid, and then I said my son. So
okay,
the doctor. He was an intern, I think. Guess who he looked like? I'll give you a hint. You want a hint?
Paul Simon.
Okay, good guess. You want a hint?
Sure.
I played the album, an album of who this guy looked like.
Oh, well, that's.
And it wasn't Michael Jackson.
You've done almost 80 of these.
Okay.
He's like what?
And he didn't look like Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor, John Deacon. Didn't look like any of those. And he was black.
Michael Jackson?
I started out by saying, okay, go back 23 seconds. It's not Michael Jackson.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard something about Michael Jackson.
Okay. Do you know who this is?
Steve Miller.
Steve Miller's black. I'm flapping my wings like, yeah.
This was Fly Like an Eagle.
Is Steve Miller black? Listen to my words.
He could be.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I do.
Why? Because his name's Steve?
No.
It's the blind Steve?
He's racially neutral.
Who's the blind Steve? The Wonder?
Oh, Stevie.
So,
Wonder.
No, he doesn't look like that. No, I'm telling you. Okay, who does this dance? Jungle Love.
Yeah. The only thing coming to my mind right now is Herbie Hancock.
Dun, 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 dun. No.
Morris Day.
Yes, he looked like Morris Day.
Really?
You know what? This is the worst game ever. You ruined everything.
Well, hey, at least I do something right.
Michael Jackson. The one thing I said, it's not Michael Jackson. Is it Michael Jackson? Oh.
Hey, you know.
Okay.
See, what I heard and what I processed are two different things.
Like Michael Jackson, though, the reason
your evidence, they're calling for you.
Okay. Yeah, it's
is it the United States calling?
Website: kids jokingly hit each other with trash can lids by stepping on its pedal. It's something that I got from one of my brothers-in-law.
Oh, that would be, I would say that's probably Troy.
That is correct. Anyway, we're here doing this special show because...
somebody died.
Again.
Within a few days of each other.
Yeah, 2 days after.
And we're trying to get some episodes out.
Yeah.
You know, the ones we chose.
What the...
And these guys keep choosing for us.
The funny part...
Okay.
I'm quoting the quotes.
Okay, let's go back to the Torque era.
Yeah, no. Just, I think...
Therefore, I have a headache.
I think... Dude, you're on fire. What's... Did you have something shoved up one of your orifices in your therapy session?
No.
Are you sure?
Well, define orifice.
Well, you have... a hole in your body.
Yeah.
You have lots of holes.
Yes.
You have at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have at least 7. And if you count the 2 eye sockets, that's 9. Can you come up with all 9? This is going to be fun. Listen and enjoy. Well, hey, you know what? Hold on. Listeners, pop open a beer, and every time he gets one wrong, take a big swallow. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, are we counting the eyes?
Okay, that's the 2 that could be counted as...
ears.
That's 4.
Mouth.
5.
Nostrils.
6, 7.
Anus.
8.
And urethra.
What the... Wow. You got them all on the first try. Sorry. I guess I'll drink.
Yeah.
Oh, that was.
See, he didn't think I'm smart enough.
No, I just didn't think you would. There's a hole there.
You didn't think I'd know that there's a hole at the end of my pee-pee?
Well, I think you knew it, but I don't think you realize it.
You know, after my bout with Steven Johnston syndrome, I know all about the urethra.
Yeah, whatever his name is. Was he a wide receiver for the Bills?
No, he was a gaping hole that was crusted over.
I can't look at him. I told you, when I say he's doing the show without his pants, I'm not kidding. And he stood up to try and show me a gaping hole with a crust over it.
But see, I was pointing to...
To what? You call it call it whatever you want. I know what you're pointing towards. Anyway, Rick Ocasek passed away.
Yes,
lead singer of the Cars.
Yep.
The funny thing?
Really, there's funniness in Rick Ocasek dying?
Okay. Oh, your phone's ringing now, biatch. Oh, do I need to get it? Oh, I don't know how to turn it off. Well, I guess I'll just turn it off.
Simpler okay. That way.
Maybe not funny, ha-ha. Funny and is
interesting.
Strange, coincidental.
Okay. No, I do not.
Really? 2.5 weeks? 3 weeks? Do you know what happens in 2.5 or 3 weeks? Come on.
Yeah.
What?
We're playing them.
So we did a Cars episode.
Yeah.
and it's coming out. So just thought that was coincidental.
Yeah.
Coincidental just sounds like, whatever.
You know, I think when I first heard the news, I told myself, which was one of those things where, I shouldn't think this way, but it's like...
Just use that show?
USOB.
Oh.
Now we got to do another one for you.
I was happy because we get to do another one.
Oh, no, it's not saying that I wouldn't be happy.
No,
like...
I was happy. I was happy he died so we could do another one. No. I'm happy we can do another one. I'm sad that he passed away.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes more sense coming from you.
Although he looked...
It wouldn't make much sense coming from me.
I've never thought Rick Ocasek was hot. I saw pictures of him, like older pictures, and he looked like he was already dead.
Really?
Oh yeah, he looked those dark glasses, his face, he's all drawn in. He's always been like that, and I never thought he was, oh man, that guy's hot.
Or healthy.
Or healthy, yeah, no.
And now he's permanently unhealthy.
Or permanently healthy.
Yes, this is true.
So, yeah. Anyway, I wanted to record. I have a two record set of an interview or interviews with the Cars, and they play songs interspersed. And when I put the needle down, it just was staying in the first track, and I could have moved it. I didn't feel like it was going to be too much work.
Right.
For, yeah. You know.
Sure. Yeah, I get that.
And then what was going to happen, so I have the albums, and it doesn't say, it just says side one, side two, side three, side four. So what you would do is play, you'd have two turntables, you'd play side one with side two queued up, you play two as soon as one was done, blah, blah, you know, go to commercial probably at times. But I wrote down all the songs that they play on the interview album. And then I wrote what album they're from.
Got it.
So I'm pretty sure that they were from the album that they're promoting during the interview is Candio, because
I need you.
Yeah, well, I think
Candio.
I think out of 20 songs that are on it, 15 of them are from Candio.
Oh.
There's like two or three from Cars, and I think one from Panorama, two from Panorama, something like that. So I wrote down everything on this. So side one, what song was on there and what albums they were from.
Cool.
So, but then I thought if I played it, then we'd have to play the whole thing. And then talking about them talking might not be the best talking.
Yes, they might have more interesting rhetoric.
I thought about talking and then just playing the whole thing, and then when it was done.
Hi, everybody. Here's the Cars.
But it would be it'd be probably 2 hours.
Yeah.
Hour and 20, probably. 20, 40. 60,
well, I think the listenership would have no problem.
Oh, I think they'd like it, but...
No, I'm saying, but they would listen to an interview of him.
No, I know.
But not an interview of him for, a 3.5-hour show with us interspersing.
Yeah, our interviewing techniques.
Yeah.
So, Rick, what do you think? Oh, I think that was a good show. So we could cut out all the talking and pretend like we were talking to them.
Yeah,
we could. Which would be funny. Anyway.
It would be challenging.
I after it didn't play and I didn't feel like getting it to the
right,
track part, I just grabbed Panorama and did side A. So as you can see, here's the album.
Okay.
Five guys on the back.
Five guys on the back.
It's the album cover with the checkered flag,
for
race cars. Yeah? Cars, yeah, see what they did there? So ready for the first song?
I am.
First song is Panorama. Thank you.
I thought I was kind of not liking it when it started, and it really kind of developed into something really cool. You know, just the way the drums were utilized. You know, like right there at the end. You know, it was like I just thought there was some really interesting musical, you know, instrumentation that. You know, just utilize the drum, but with different, you know, tapping on it differently, getting a different sound out of it. I just thought that was cool. You know, I really like that song.
Yeah, I like that song too.
And and I don't think it was something that I ever really paid attention to.
We played one song on on this album, or one song was
Radioized.
Yeah, I've heard it occasionally. And it'll be the next song, Touch and Go.
Okay.
It didn't get very, I think, 37 on the charts. But this album, 1980 release, it's their third album.
Okay.
And it's the one, Shake It Up, come the next year.
Okay.
In 81. Candy-O was 79, and the Cars was 78, I believe. So, it's a little different sound for them compared to a little
previous.
It's a little more.
Candy-O is more, I think, like, you know, power trio sounding.
Yeah, this is a little more.
It's more synthetic.
Synthetic, yeah. More, I consider.
But not bad.
New wave, more new wave.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what they're trying to go for, but. After, because there's clearly a lot of good songs on the Cars.
Yep.
Because that's one that I'm taking to the island. And it's got pop elements, but it's pretty rocking.
Yeah.
I think this one, like when they're saying panorama, you hear that synthetic or mechanical panorama, which could be made from a synth.
Yeah,
could be not even a voice being run through, or their voices run through an effect.
Yep,
it could just be purely mechanical, and just there's different sounds that I don't know what they're going to. I mean, you can still hear some of the same elements, because the guitar, when there's the long breaks between singing, the guitar comes in it, and it's not a guitar solo. It's just guitar work that's becomes the singing for that part of that music.
Sure, I could see that. Yeah,
and I like Rick Ocasek's voice. I like Benjamin Orr's voice. Unlike with Eddie Money, when he passed away, Benjamin Orr's passed away several years ago. I'd say 10, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't. But so the Cars haven't been together for quite some time,
right?
Except for I think they got together 2 years ago, but they. Rick Ocasek said when Benjamin Orr passed that he wasn't ever going to get together.
Really?
Yeah, and so I think something happened, and maybe he wanted money or needed money or
right.
got an offer that he couldn't refuse, and so they reformed, because I think the other three were all...
ready to go.
No, I think they were... they've been touring as... The Used Cars, or they have some funny name.
Gotcha.
That did the three of them were doing it, but they weren't using the actual Cars name. The Gregory Hawks, the keyboardist, and whatever their other names are, David Robinson, and one other guy. Anyway,
Cyborg Tommy.
Yeah, they were. Playing together. I don't know if they probably had a singer. I don't know, or maybe one of them was singing. I don't know that, but I think they did reform a couple years ago, and so
okay.
But I
vaguely heard something like that.
I just wasn't into them after probably I don't know 87. I don't know what they put out after that, because I think that somewhere around there is when Heartbeat City comes out.
Okay,
which I think is. Or maybe Door to Door is the album. I don't know. There's, you get to a point where I like them, and then I don't hear anything about them anymore.
You don't hear anything about them. They're not putting out any new stuff.
Yeah.
So you sort of lose interest.
Yeah. But their early work, I enjoy it all.
I
like listening to it and like...
I mean, to me, Candio is total rock.
Yeah, I like this.
And that's why this Panorama is sort of like...
Well, I like I said, I think they were after the Cars. They put out the next two albums, and they're all right, but I don't think they reached the level of the Cars.
No.
But then, Shake It Up comes out, and I think they you know, after 3 years, they're starting to get to get into their groove, and they can write and. Going to perform and doing everything, and they come out with a really good album. I think Candio, I mean, Shake It Up is a great album.
Yeah.
So, yep. Anyway, that was Panorama.
Okay.
The next song is Touch and Go.
Got it.
All I need is you tonight.
Hide From Me.
Yeah, I like that song.
But it's still, it's, you know, a catchy beat.
But I really like the bass line in that.
Yeah,
is,
okay.
Is playing. And it's kind of almost like the jazz type of thing where it doesn't seem like it's the right beat. I'm like, I shouldn't like this.
It's not syncopating.
But I've heard that song many times.
Yeah.
And
it's a good sound.
It's the Cars.
It is.
The Cars are good.
The Cars set some precedence with their style. Yeah. I think, you know,
it's
because they were this is like early pop, you know, kind of synthetic pop music, at least this album.
Yeah,
couldn't say that about their first couple.
Yeah, it's almost like they're experimenting with some of the things that are about to burst on the scene.
Yeah.
And then, totally agree. They also have a distinct sound. I mean, the singing is
definitely Rick Ocasek.
Yeah,
I agree. Totally. You can't. I mean, this is a guy you would go, oh yeah, I know the voice. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely the Cars. You know.
So yeah, well, I guess. There won't be any more Cars.
Well, they'll always live on in the memory.
Oh, clearly. We're doing a show just to commemorate.
Yes, we are.
Or to...
We think that highly of them.
Pay homage.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call it, whatever we're doing.
Of course, we did that one for Daryl Dragon, too, so...
Yeah, and you still don't know who Daryl Dragon is. Yeah, go back and look. You can find Daryl Dragon.
Was he part of that
yacht animated music?
Yacht rock. Yacht rock.
Yeah. We'll call it that.
I wonder if Tennille was the precursor to How to Train Your Dragon.
Why, is that the name of somebody in there?
No, you've heard of the movie.
The movie.
I'm saying How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh. That one went right over my head. I was like, I don't know, is that the name of the main character, Tennille? Or Tony? No, got it,
okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for catching up.
That would have been great if you did that during the show. You're only like January, so
I only missed it by nine.
Good job.
Hey, got it within the year.
That's what I like about you. You come up with stuff. Eventually.
At least I get there.
Dude, that would have been awesome if you did it when he passed and we did the show. So I can't wait for the next person to die, so to speak. And then you come up with some Rick Ocasek line. Can't wait. And I'll be going, what? Huh? And then you'll explain it, and then I'm like,
"Oh! I can take us there now."
Go.
You went to Nirvana, right?
What?
Like if you went to Nirvana,
the group?
No. Like, you know, like that's
a like Valhalla,
yeah.
Nirvana.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not the same place.
So there's that commercial on television now where you can buy your car from their vending machine, Carvana. So, hey man, we're going to play some Carvana.
Oh my.
I guess I didn't do it for you.
Wow.
I tried.
Okay, you want to just get to the next song?
Sure. I bet you do.
I can't wait. Give me some slack. Ah.
before it's dark, before you can run down at the end of a lonely street, when no one takes a walk, there's someone lying at your feet, there's someone getting off. Just give me some smile.
Yes.
Tijuana. So there you go. Give me some slack. Cut me some slack. Is that the name
of the
song?
Give me some slack. Give me some slack.
I've never heard that song before.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I'm not sure where, but some party had gone to. It's a planet. So. And I liked that song. I always thought that was, it was the way it was structured. You know, and it was like that, you know, dun, 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 and then, you know, somebody's doing some really interesting guitar work, you know, in between.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's synthesizer. I think it was guitar work that might have been running through something. But they were really cool sounds.
Yeah, it sounds
really
good.
Really neat sounds with a great beat.
I think Rick Ocasek wrote every song on this album.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow, that guy could write.
Yeah, I think he does most of the writing.
Okay.
I know him and Benjamin Orr, well, mostly Rick Ocasek, but Benjamin Orr sings occasionally, but it's the majority.
Is Rick Ocasek.
Yeah, in fact, I think this side, it's all Rick Ocasek except for the next song, and that's Benjamin Orr.
Okay.
So,
cool, and, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. Do you know who he was married to?
I think you told me.
Paulina Porizkova. Do you know who that is?
Wasn't she one of the Russian...
you were brilliant. How did you come up with that from Porizkova? That's Italian. Porizkova's Italian.
Oh.
Not really. Just go on.
I was
saying, go on and struggle. Keep struggling.
You know, I think she was part of the Pussy Dolls. Yes. No.
No.
Okay.
That's a group.
Yeah, that's the Russian group that was.
No, no. She was a model.
An Italian model.
No, she was Russian model.
Russian model.
I think she was Russian. She might have been some other.
She was probably Eastern Bloc
country.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was. I think she was in some movie with Tom Selleck. His Alibi or Her Alibi. His Alibi.
Or just Alibi.
Her Alibi. Some Alibi.
Okay.
But she was a pinup model.
Oh.
She was, yeah, she was.
She was hot.
Like, yeah, she was up there with, like, her poster with the Farrah poster.
And the Christy Brinkley's. And
yeah, she was, yeah, she was.
She definitely.
She's probably still good looking. I don't know, I didn't really. I didn't look for pictures of her. I should have, but I was just looking for Rick Ocasek.
Who'd have thought?
No, I was just looking for Rick Ocasek and then finding out about. Now, do you know what he passed away from?
Death.
No, that's the end result. Do you know what he passed away from?
No.
Neither do I. So let's go
on. Okay.
No, it was like he had surgery, heart surgery. And
pierce the veil.
Where are you coming up with this stuff? Are you just like smoking weed and then like.
No, I don't smoke anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't smoked anything in
2 years.
24
hours?
24 months.
24 hours? Okay, do you know when I said 2 years, that's the same as 24 months?
Yeah. I could have said yes.
You are. I can't believe I still do this show.
I tried to add to the show's quality. You know, just in case, you know, I could have said. I don't know what he died of.
Yeah, it was like some.
You said he had surgery or something?
Yeah, he had heart surgery, and it was like.
And it went awry.
No, I think he was resting, and he died. He died actually died in his sleep.
Well, that's good. I mean, if she could pick a way, to go, that'd be the way to go.
Yeah, well, his wife went to check on him, and I guess they were separated in 2018.
Really, last year?
Yeah, and wow. So she went to, but she was, I guess, taking care of him, and it was cardiovascular disease.
Oh.
Something okay. That I hope you get soon. I'm just saying. What? Well, did I say something?
Not there.
Okay, good. I was thinking something. So, you know, sometimes people say something and I can hear them. And I say, what? And then, and especially my wife, I didn't say anything. And then I'll tell her what she said. And she goes, I didn't say that. I go, I heard you. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. Well, I was thinking it. Well, I heard it. I heard it clearly. So I think, I have a feeling she said stuff and I've heard it, but I don't know. Or she thinks things. Yes. And I hear it.
They always think things.
And I hear it sometimes.
Wow.
Seriously. It's like you said it, like you and I talking and I don't say anything and you hear me say something.
Or like, can you hear what I'm saying now?
I don't hear anything. No, I'm not a dick.
You fucker.
Yeah, I heard you. Okay. You ready for the Nick song?
Yes.
So the Nick song is Don't Tell Me No.
Okay.
It's my party.
come. It's my party. I'll have some fun.
Wake up.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh. You had to think about that?
Actually, I was thinking about something else. Yeah, weird, but yeah, I was thinking about something else. That song took me to a really interesting place.
Okay.
Yeah, I just...
Are you going to expound on that?
I don't even know where that place was.
I like that song.
It must have done something to me. Because I don't usually do that. I space off on some song like that.
So what songs do you space off on?
A lot of Floyd.
Okay, great.
maybe a little Hendrix. Usually some ELP and King Crimson. So...
Okay.
Yeah, you asked.
Stupid me. I admit it.
You should work on those questions.
I'm sorry to all the rhetoricians out there that had to listen to that.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Like, at least you got to hear the early part where it sounded like he was snoring.
Yeah. Did that sound cool?
Yeah. So that's what I was... I was hoping he wasn't going to open his eyes for another 5 to 10 seconds, because it sounded like he was asleep, and and he probably was.
I think I was.
And he might have woke up, but I was just, dude, the song's over. Okay, I'm just starting. Usually I wait. I wait till he wakes up.
Wait till I come around, and then you were hoping you could get solo.
This one I was just going to
go solo.
And just, no, I wasn't even going to say anything. I was just going to... And then after, I don't know, 30 seconds, say, that's what it sounds like when the flops is asleep. Because I didn't want to wake you up.
I thought you were going to do something. I thought you'd do something like, got anything else, Bob?
Yeah, I might have done that after. And then say, okay, you want to ready for the next song? Like we've been talking for the whole time.
Yeah, and I could wake up and go, yeah, I'm ready.
Anyway, so I like the drums on that. The way it transitioned from part to part. You probably didn't hear any of it.
I did at the beginning.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it.
It was relaxing.
Obviously, it was that. Am I keeping you up here?
No.
For a second, I thought you were joining Rick Ocasek.
No,
I couldn't tell.
No, I can say you probably couldn't tell because I was.
That's what happened to him. They went in and checked and thought he was just resting.
He was permanently.
The eternal rest of the damned. I'm about to be flipped off.
No.
Okay. Good.
No.
Someone's trying to. They're popping it.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. I thought they were trying to pop something.
Yeah. Well.
Make it bleed.
No. Nah.
Okay.
No, I already did that today.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So, you ready to hear the last? Ready to sleep to the last song?
Yeah, really. I don't know why you keep waking me up.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't do it again.
So this one's Getting Through.
Okay.
I don't want to be your party doll. Sound erections. I got no clue what they wanna do with you. Well, just get through. We're gonna prove to you. While you're living outside the misdemeanor. Well, some get lost, some are screamers.
Why?
I just like the way it was, you know, with the beat, you know. in the guitar work there that really kind of made it distinct.
It was different.
Yeah.
They had that, again, that experimental, almost space-sounding...
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Space Station 1700, what's the name of it, that song?
Oh, Space Station number 5.
Yeah, okay. So it kind of had that Space Station number 5 little segment where it was a all that weird experimental, hey, look, we can do this, throw it into the song.
Yeah, throw it in here. I really enjoyed that.
Probably my least favorite cut of them all. Of course you liked it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, I like the lyrics. The lyrics were good. And the guitar was all right, but it almost sounded a little country to me.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, that's strange.
I don't know. It just I heard a little bit of rockabilly. I don't know. It's just for as the cars go, it didn't sound like a typical Cars song.
See that? I can't agree.
I know you can't.
I can accept what you're saying, but I just didn't think.
It don't matter. I don't really care what you think anymore.
Excellent.
You've driven me away. Yeah. And the only thing that drives me right now is that people keep dying and we keep getting to do shows, extra shows. So
that's a good thing.
I can keep pulling out albums and go, oh, I'll play this one now. So, and they come in threes.
Right.
Who's the third one?
You think it'll be you or me?
Dick. Who's the third artist? You're not an artist.
No, do you think I'll play one? I'll play the next person that dies, or do you think you'll be playing it?
Okay, your lack of coherent sentences really distracts me greatly. So you just say things and then expect me to get the shortened version. I'm not married to you. I don't do anything with you in that way. I don't service you. I'm not serviced by you. So probably you.
Okay, all right.
But you're not going to have an album, so you're going to say, hey, I need to get the album, so I'll have to record it.
Unless I go out and kill somebody on the list.
Oh, that would be fun. Man tries to escape from killing Kenny Rogers in wheelchair. He led the police on a high-speed pursuit at 1 mile an hour down the main drag of Molesto. They didn't want to shoot because he had a bomb strapped to his undercarriage.
Yeah.
And they thought...
I was rolling.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it would go like 5 miles an hour.
Ooh.
It's rocking,
man. It's not solar powered. Guess
unless
what?
Unless you turn.
Going 5 miles an hour and turn?
Yeah.
That would be awesome to see you.
No, but it won't let you go that fast at a turn. It slows down to like half a mile an hour.
Because it doesn't want you being tossed?
Yeah, I guess. It takes a bit to get used to.
Yeah.
You know, it really does.
Well, I can imagine.
Go down the ramp and it's like, whoa! You know, you feel like you're going to do a headstand or something. I'm a tumbler, so I'm prepared for that.
Yeah. Yep, you're ready to bounce up.
Yeah, I'm ready to, yeah.
Do one flip and
I certainly didn't bounce off the floor the last time I fell.
Yeah.
Nope.
Good.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Hit my head.
I see no bumps.
Yeah, well, it's been a few weeks.
Okay, well,
I don't fall every day.
I see no difference. I bet you do. You just don't talk about it. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a Rick Ocasek passing show.
Yeah. See you, Rick.
R.I.P. Rick. Rick, R.I.P.
Yeah. Go drive the heaven car.
Okay, the name of the band is The Cars. There is no heaven car. What's the heaven car? The Pope Mobile? What the hell is wrong with you? Go drive the heaven car, Rick. You know what? Rick and Eddie are going to be singing a duet up there. with their head sticking out of the heaven car. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a hurt, so, right?
Eddie's going to sing Two Tickets to Paradise, and yeah. What's Rick going to sing? Shake It Up?
Yeah.
Let the Good Times Roll?
There we go.
My Best Friend's Girl?
I don't know about that.
Life's the Same, Moving in Stereo?
Moving in Stereo, yeah. Yeah, that.
Okay. Sometimes, dude, you come up with crap that I don't even imagine. So did Darren Dragon drive the heaven boat? You just didn't think of it till now?
No, he had it all hooked up, and then...
Oh,
so... We're waiting for Rick.
So they're driving the heaven car, and Daryl, they're pulling the heaven boat with yeah. Daryl Dragon yeah. in it?
Yeah, yeah. And Eddie's got the tickets to paradise.
Oh, dude. What's Peter Tork doing? And Aretha. And the dude from Prodigy.
Let's see, I'd say Peter Tork is, he's running the zoo.
Because he's a monkey?
Yeah.
Really? Really? Okay. Do you have anything else?
No.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Rest in peace, Rick.
Later, Rick.
Really? Later, Rick? That's it? Later, Rick. Peace, Rick.
Why did you say later?
No. Bye, Rick. Drive the heaven car. See ya.